The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You should all be self-sufficient for up to 72 hours. That means you should have enough water, food, medicines for 72 hours. In the event that we have a major storm, it may take that long for us to get to you. All preparedness activities need to be completed before the arrival of tropical storm force winds. Don't wait until the last minute. When an evacuation is ordered, pets are a major reason that people don't evacuate. The county runs two pet-friendly hurricane evacuation centers where residents can bring their pets.
All right, the good news is that Hurricane Amanda weakened on Monday off the Mexican Pacific coast and wasn't expected to threaten land. In Florida, they're talking about what they thought was going to be a hurricane that was winding its way in that direction, too, as well. That was Mayor Carlos Gimientos, and you heard the conversation there, what he was putting out anyway, that led to conversation about pets and what you have to do and not to wait. It's just a big reminder when you think of hurricanes in the past that have become disastrous, especially the people in Florida certainly know this. Think of 2005 even, Hurricane Wilma, Category 5 hurricane. And once that hits landfall, he's absolutely right. It is just so deadly. But if you look at hurricanes and tropical storms, Florida has actually had a pretty good streak. No hurricane landfalls since 2005, and the one I mentioned. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great holiday weekend and free from some of the crazy weather. I know in a lot of parts of the country it was sunny and there were celebrations of people who fought wars in the past and currently are fighting and whatnot or serving the military, and I think that's terrific. I saw lots of American flags. I'm sure you saw many American flags and probably had your own flags up too as well. So we can never say thank you enough to the people who serve. And if you want a good tip, tune into the History Channel or certainly download the series on the World Wars. They go through one and two. They're through two of them already and headed into the third night. And it's just been an incredibly fascinating ride to go back and look at history and hear the breakdown and some of the I think, unknown facts that now have sort of come out. They weren't necessarily unknown, but facts that you're not thinking about other than the obvious things that happened, especially in one with Stalin and Hitler and what led to their positions and Churchill and the way they were perceived and George Patton and Douglas MacArthur, just really wild stuff. Some of the best from the History Channel, I think, that I have ever seen. So I highly recommend it. Skip the movies and the cheap movie reviews and just go for the History Channel for that series. And it was a great time to unveil it. We have D-Day coming up. So if you didn't hear it, we'll make sure that you get to hear it. We had Joe Gary on, who flew as a navigator in over 50 missions over the European Theater. He's going to Normandy for the first time. It's the 70th anniversary. He, in fact, had the Flying Cross awarded to him because his plane went down in Vienna, and he shares some interesting stories from what that was like at 18 to 21 to serve in the military. A lot of conversations, sadly, and probably into the weeks to come, has been over this California rampage at the University of Santa Barbara, University of California, Santa Barbara. And I spent a lot of time there because I was in television in that area as a reporter and anchor, and it's just a sleepy, wonderful kind of beach town surrounding the pretty university. And unfortunately, it was shattered over the weekend on Friday when somebody who was a student there had released a 140-page manifesto that railed on women and a whole bunch of other things. And subsequently, Elliot Rodger went out and killed six people and also injured 13 others. Just senseless violence. And it's a guy that was getting treatment for mental illness since he was 8 years old, and he apparently had intense feelings of rejection, and he decided to take those feelings out. And they say he stabbed or shot six people before killing himself, voiced contempt for everyone from his roommates, just the human race in general, and especially women, really railed on women, saying that they kept him a virgin for all of his 22 years, and the men that they chose instead. He was a student at Santa Barbara City College, so not at the campus itself, but right there on the fringe. And he was the son of Peter Rodger, an assistant director of the Hunger Games, and a photographer who specialized in photos of, they say, women's naked backside. So there's scrutiny over what happened, what led to that. And Peter Rodger, his father, has said he's going to spend his life trying to help people and turn this situation around, I guess, in a sense, not turn it around, but do something to shed a light on what's happened here. As I said, he injured 13 people, either with gunshots or the car that he used as a battering ram, his BMW, against bicyclists and skateboarders. And deputies found three semi-automatic handguns along with 400 unspent rounds in the car. So he really stunned the people in Isla Vista by playing this out on a holiday weekend when some people were still in town. And it's all about why, and we can't, we know some background, but the why is murky, other than the ramblings in the manifesto, which, of course, they're going through the manifesto. You have to feel for the parents of these kids who are speaking out and trying to keep their kids' names out there, which I certainly applaud them for that, so that there's faces with the people who were senselessly taken out and lost their life, so it doesn't become all about the killer in this California mass killing. It becomes about the people and who they were and what they did in their short lifetimes. It's a really, really tough one. Absolutely, to be sure. And then the big thing, the president just verifies, I think, really what he already said, less than 10,000 troops left in Afghanistan by the end of the year. The bilateral agreement still hasn't been signed by Hamid Karzai. And then in a couple of years, everybody out of Afghanistan. The reaction to that, giving the specifics, has been kind of mind-boggling. A lot of people saying, and I kind of agree, why do we have to release every fact on what we're doing? Maybe we're putting them in harm's way. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. In our virtual green room right now, we have the Rabbi Spiro. He's the author of Pushback, Reclaiming Our American Judeo-Christian Ethos. And, you know, when we look at the Middle East and we keep talking about Iran, especially, and what's going to happen there, you know exactly how I feel about jihadists and rallying against, railing against the Western ways. And the rabbi certainly puts all of his thoughts into this book and talks about it heavily when we're talking about nuclear possibilities and nuclear program in Iran, and, you know, the fact that we had a congressman who suggested, well, let them do whatever, just leave it alone, it's none of our business. If somebody wants to nuke up, why can't they nuke up, which is crazy to me. All right, Rabbi, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about that. Why do you think there's this, it's like your title, Pushback. Why is there kind of this refusal to realize what's really going on in Iran?
Well, you know, you have this psychological term at work, denial. People will deny this reality because they're not yet ready to do something about it. It takes a strong stomach to stand up against the jihad, against the political correctness that says that you cannot criticize anything Islamic, and people, therefore, instead of fighting the fight, they get into the denial mode. Oh, no, there's really not a problem. It's just an exaggeration by some conservative people. If we would just be nicer, understand more, everything would go away. This is what people do when they don't want to confront a challenge. They want to be able just to go and live as they have in the past and look to the future with comfort. That's number one, denial. Number two, you have a left in this country, and probably in other parts of the world too, but especially this country, you have a left that wants to transform America and change America and have America under its thumb. Real Marxists, rich Marxists, not like back in 1910 where the communists were poor. No, these are rich Marxists, went to very good schools, many of them, but very wealthy. They want to control America. And they're going to do it with their Marxism. The people will have to listen and abide by the laws. And they're in partnership with the jihadists, the soft jihadists, not the terrorists, but the soft jihadists, like the Muslim Brotherhood types, that would like to put people under Sharia. It's all the same thing. If you're under Sharia, if you're under Marxism, the power is invested in a few people, a clique at the top, and the rest of the people have to submit. So they share this anti-Americanism, so they don't want us to really know. They don't want the people to know the real danger.
Yeah, you know, and what's interesting, too, is you say the soft Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood, and we saw what happened in Egypt, and I would think Egypt would, and backing, the United States backing Morsi, and then to see what would happen, what happened there, would give rabbis, some people, a clue as to really what the Muslim Brotherhood is about, but for some reason, it's like you just said, there is this denial over what's really, really going on, and especially in Iran. What do you think the ultimate goal is of the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah, because not very many people talk about the Ayatollah?
Well, he said yesterday, the Ayatollah, the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and our president, President Obama, defers to him with such respect, he calls him the Supreme Leader. My goodness, he calls him the Supreme Leader. He said that he wants jihad, and he wants jihad to continue until it finally overtakes and controls America. People need to realize that every religion has a certain motif, and it's that motif that its followers zealously follow. In Christianity, it might be love, love to the point almost of being blind love. In Judaism, it has to do with justice, and with Islam, it's jihad. It is conquering territory for Allah and taking the infidels and making them submit to Allah as dhimmis, and this is the central motif. And so there, Ayatollah Khamenei, who's the spiritual leader of not just Iran, but the Islamic world, announced yesterday that he wants the jihad, which is central, it's elemental to his outlook, to Islam, to continue, and it will not stop until it conquers America. And there are two forms of jihad, like good cop and bad cop. There's the terrorism, the terrible barbaric jihad, and then there's the soft jihad, the stealth jihad, that goes into countries, Western countries, and takes over institutions, insinuates itself into the life of the country, all in the name of democracy and tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism. And unfortunately, within our own United States, we have people on the left that are fine with that because they, too, want to overturn America and they're anti-American.
Do you think there's any doubt that that they've been nuking up the whole time and you don't buy this whole thing about nuclear power and that's what we're doing and leave us alone?
Oh, no, of course they're nuking up. One of their stated goals is to annihilate Israel, to exterminate Israel and Jews, not just Israel itself, but Jews all over the world. And then, of course, the West. There are two Satans in their mind, the little Satan, which is Israel, and Judaism. And the big Satan, which is America and Western Christian civilization, they want to destroy it. That, to them, is a religious goal. It's just that people in the West who are leaders are, by and large, secular. So they don't take seriously the religious motivations of people. Because they say, oh, that's just religion, and that's really not significant. But for people that are religious Muslims, certainly in the Middle East, this is the purpose of their life, the jihad, and to control the West.
Well, and if you look at religion, you know this, Rabbi, if you go back in most wars, there are religious overtones in a lot of the wars that have happened throughout our history, the history of the world, right?
Absolutely. But the secular people that are running the West, since to them religion is not important, they don't grasp how important religion and religious goals and religious battle cries are to those people who are very religious. Now, today, the Jewish and Christian religions are not, their goal is not a military one. But to Islam, it still is jihad, to bring people and other lands under the submission to Allah. And our secular people just don't seem to take it seriously. But some really do know that Islam, radical Islam certainly, has this quest. But they're okay with it. I have to tell you, I can't imagine that for 1 minute President Obama really believed that the Iranians were going to stop their enrichment of uranium and stop their goal of producing a nuclear bomb. But he gave them an out. They were under pressure. There were sanctions. And he basically, because there was a new change in administration, he used that to say, well, Iran has changed and we can unfreeze assets, give them assets. Europe can start trading with them, infusing money back into Iran. He had to know this. Maybe he doesn't have a... I don't think he wants Iran to use the bomb once it has it, but I don't know if he has a problem with Iran having the bomb. There are many people in the West, especially on the left, that are telling us, well, we have to get used to living in a world with an Iran with the bomb. There are many people that believe that.
Yeah, I agree.
President Obama is one of them.
Yeah, there's a... That's why I mentioned the congressman, who I actually like a lot of what he has to say, but when he was the congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, he thought the same thing. It's, you know, we got to stay out of that, but I agree with you. We do not need to stay out of that.
Ron Paul's a little different. Ron Paul is just a person who believes that we have to basically stay out of everything outside our boundary's edge. But he himself is a very patriotic American.
No, absolutely.
There are leaders that we have who are not patriotic, and they don't necessarily look at what's best for America. They're really transnationalists. They're internationalists, and we have to be wary of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rabbi, before we let you fly, I read this story about you, and it's interesting, and I remember this now. You were the first rabbi to come out and to endorse Ronald Reagan. Wow, what was the reaction to that when that happened?
That's true. That was. Thank you for remembering. That was back in 1979, and in those days, there were hardly any Jewish people that were Republican and certainly not conservative. Reagan was more than Republican. He was conservative. So I was criticized. I was shunned. I was told that I was extremist and crazy. He ended up to be the best president in our lifetime. And in my opinion, probably the best president of the in the 20th century. Better than FDR. Much better. And but for a while there, sure. But the people, when I would go to the familiar areas, social life, a synagogue, people all thought that I was an extremist, but what do they know?
I like that. On that note, we're going to end. Pick it up, Pushback. Rabbi Spiro, thanks for coming on. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show again.
Thank you, Katie.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Wide for you. Hey, if you want to comment like that crazy shooting at UC Santa Barbara over the weekend where a Washington Post columnist did an op-ed piece. Well, actually, there was an op-ed piece that was written that said part of this is a culture thing that you have movies like Judd Apatow movies that show the slubby white guy having these fantasies and getting the girl and blah, blah, blah. And it creates this culture and this environment that has things that are now put into the minds of some of these kind of guys where they could go out and do what this Elliot Rodger 22-year-old kid did by randomly picking off people in a wild manifesto that he wrote and then going down onto the campus and hitting people with his car and shooting some sorority girls that were going to the sorority house and killing them, killing six people, injuring 13, and just leaving people shocked. And his father was a Hollywood director. And apparently he had had mental health problems since he was young and was getting and was being treated since he was 8 years old. So the director, Judd Apatow, came out swinging on this one, saying it's ridiculous to suggest that movies can lead someone to a mass, you know, killing spree, that that's not the case at all. And the same thing with Seth Rogen, who stars in a lot of his movies, said a similar thing. But there's a lot of people shaking their heads trying to make sense of it. And even one of the boys that was killed, his father, screamed out on the campus when they had a kind of a memorial, if you will, for a sort of an impromptu memorial to remember the people, and to Janet Napolitano was there. She's in charge of the California school systems, and one of the bereaved fathers was there, and he said, this is the National Rifle Association's problem. Why do we continue to allow guns in this culture, and this is what happens when you have that situation? All the guns were obtained legally, but he was saying, this is what happens when you have people that have access to guns, and so here we go. This is another wild ride, another shooting on and near a college, this time a college campus. And just briefly, over the weekend I had some people over my house, some good friends who have young children that are in middle school, one's about to go into high school, and we sat around, it rained, and we sat around and we were watching a movie, and the kids all asked me if I had ever been, when I was in school in New Jersey, if I had ever been in lockdowns. How many lockdowns had I been in? And I said, none. We didn't talk about we didn't have lockdowns. We had drills, and bomb scares, but no lockdowns. And apparently this is what they live with. They have lockdown drills, which they have to have. But it was very second nature of them to ask me the question and say, yeah, we do that. We have these drills. And what if somebody comes into the school and they're armed and all this other kind of stuff? And it's just a different world out there. That's for sure. I think that attention needs to be paid to mental illness, and there needs to be more access to good therapy, to the best therapy that not that money can buy, that you can have access to, because in some cases that's the problem, although this was another kid who came from a family that was pretty well off, so you can't pin it on that, because the last couple of times that we've talked about these shootings, that's exactly what it's been. All right, before I eat up all the time, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Austin in Austin, Texas, and he says, hey, Katie Kate, guess what? The Tea Party is not dead just yet. Some big wins. Dan Patrick, did you see that? He beat his opponent in a runoff contest. A lot of people didn't think he was going to do it. And then there was somebody else who's a Tea Party candidate who also won. And this was another runoff situation. So it shows you that at least in Lone Star State, clearly there are people that prefer another alternative. Yeah, Dan Patrick, so for people who know, is a two-term state senator who just beat the lieutenant governor, a guy named David Dewhurst, so he won't get a fourth term. And then state senator Ken Paxton defeated state rep Dan Branch in the attorney general contest. So big wins for the Tea Party. Big wins. Bert in California says, Kate, I am so horrified by the goings-on in Santa Barbara. I just feel for those parents, for those kids. It is it's shocking that over a holiday weekend something like this could happen. What in the world is going on? We have to ask ourselves that. We're not doing enough. We have campus after campus shooting, whether it's elementary school, middle school, high school, college. And you're just not safe anymore. And it sounds like I'm an alarmist, but I'm not trying to be. We know that every couple of weeks we're going to have a story like this. And you look at this kid's face, and he looks like just a normal kid. Who would know that this would happen? He'd have so much ammunition. He'd use his car, and he would just go up to innocent people he had no connection to and kill them, shoot them and kill them. Imagine how his family feels, but imagine how the families of those that were killed. Yeah, you know, if we go through this thing of imagine, some of the things that I've read, eventually you sort of have to stop when you read some of the accounts, although I think it's good and therapeutic for the parents, for the families, for the friends to talk about it, and also to let people know what that person was like instead of just giving them here's their name and you don't know anything. But one of the fathers of one of the girls that was killed from the sorority house, they were walking out to the sorority house, he said he knew that she had to be dead because they panicked, and they were from Seattle. They panicked when they didn't hear from her, and they had the find iPhone thing, and they could tell that her body, they thought her body was being moved by the way the find my iPhone thing was moving the app itself, and that is, I think, creepy. It's terrible. And as soon as they activated the iPhone tracker, that's how they knew that she was gone. I guess in one sense you could say at least they could hurry up and find out because of the panic that sets in, but oh, how sad. And his name was Bob Weiss, and his daughter was just 19 years old. She was a water polo player, very excited to be at that school because they have a great program for that, and couldn't believe, you know, that she was gone. But once they saw that app, they said they just knew it because the way the phone was moving, they assumed, her name is Veronica, they assumed her body was being moved to the coroner's truck. And so the shooter, who ultimately killed himself, was 22-year-old Elliot Roger, wow. And here's another one, this one from Laura, who says, I am just so sick and tired of people not doing anything about the mental illness in this country that is leading loners, bullied people, privileged people, whatever these kids are, to do the things that they do. They always fall into the same category. White young guys that write rambling manifestos and then go off loaded with all kinds of ammunition and seek their prey. What in the H is wrong with the world, and what is wrong with these people? If I knew the answer to that question, and I do think that it's way beyond time. I mean, it's way beyond time to not talk about mental illness, to not talk about treatment, to not talk about ways to see the signs. But that's the problem. How do you know that? How does somebody know that about this kid? How would somebody say, well, look, his father's a director. He just did a huge movie, the whole Hunger Games thing. He's a director. He's got the world by a tail, seemingly, because he can go where he wants and do what he wants to do. It's anybody looking at him and saying, well, this guy's a nut. He's going to take people out. He's going to run over skateboarders and smash into bicyclists. And ultimately, he's going to run the police on a little bit of a chase and then shoot himself after he kills a bunch of innocent people and slams into them and randomly picks places where he shoots at them. And the answer is no. And if his parents knew that, they would have done something about it. Shooting at people that are just walking around and, you know, encountering eventually 4 sheriff's deputies running through a park, 3 fire. One of the bullets hits him in his left hip, but he goes on speeding, hits another cyclist because he had already hit one, who was thrown into the hood that it is so much force that it crumpled the windshield of the shooter's car. Then he smashed into a couple other parked cars, and then he shot himself and left the handguns and the 400 rounds of ammunition that he didn't fire off. So, I mean, just terrible. Okay, let's take one last one. This one from Sam. Sam, I am. I hope they do something to honor the people who were killed in Santa Barbara. There should be a much bigger waiting period, a better background check, and a handgun safety certificate or something before people are issued weapons when they're mentally ill. Give me a break. All right, if you have something to say, you know what to do. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Peel back the onion next with Andrew Szabo.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Again, it's time for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, marketing, branding, strategy expert, and a whole lot more, but it would take half of the show to go through all of that, and we've got some great things to talk about this time around. Hey, Andrew, I trust that you're back safe and sound from the UK.
Yes, I am. A little jet lagged, you know, of course, when we talked last week, it was bright and early in the morning, and now it's late at night, so I'm at the other end of the spectrum this week.
What can you do? Darn, they don't have the Concorde anymore.
No, I'm thinking about that today. It's like, we need to bring back supersonic jets. It made a huge difference.
Yeah, I think so, too. That was on my bucket list, but I never got to do that. But we'll see. Maybe someone will invent some other kind of technology. So Afghanistan, the president officially just made it official today, saying that they're going to keep 9,800 troops, basically, in Afghanistan after the war formally ends this year. Is this a smart play? Is this being handled well? What do you think?
Well, announcing that you're going when you're leaving is never a good thing. I mean, it's almost comical, and again shows I think a tremendous naivety of foreign policy and military strategy. It'd be like telling your competitor in the marketplace when you're going to leave the marketplace or you're going to withdraw a product, you're just allowing the competitors to move into that space. And that's essentially what Obama and the Secretary of State are doing by from a military point of view and from a foreign policy point of view. It just allows to time the opponents in Afghanistan to when should the Taliban move in? I mean, it's really almost comically absurd. Unfortunately, it's tragic.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know what? There's the other part of this is Hamid Karzai, who I think is one of the most corrupt leaders that you could possibly have ever plucked out of obscurity in Afghanistan, who is nepotism run wild with his family there. And if it was great nepotism, I would say, oh, you know, okay, maybe, but it's not. So here's the deal. He hasn't even signed the agreement. There was a bilateral security agreement that's been on the table for at least 6-7 months, and it's not even signed. So this is a 2-year plan. It has not been signed yet at this point. And there is a great chance he's going to wait till the, 11th hour to sign it. So I think he's just toying with us. And that's also ridiculous to allow that to happen, I think.
Yeah, but I think that precedent has been set over and over again, because I think, other world leaders are now, and other despots are saying, well, you know what, you can snub your nose at the Americans, and the Americans won't do anything. We drew a line in Syria, didn't do anything with that. Putin laughed at us. We saw the whole thing with Snowden. China basically ignored the request from the U.S. and so did the Russians. So basically, you're seeing, several, that's four countries, Syria, and basically Iran too. So Syria, Iran, China, Russia, all acting with impunity against America. So that just simply emboldens other despots to say, you know what, I don't really need to listen to the Americans anymore. They've proven themselves to be weak, and things that they say don't mean anything. If they draw a line in the sand, people can walk right all over it. So we've really set ourselves up here for this problem, and I think it's just going to get worse. You're going to see, minor despots also thumbing their noses at America.
Yeah, I think that'd be the scary thing. All right, let's go back to Washington and my favorite rabid California Congressman Daryl Issa. I like him because he's like a dog with a bone. He doesn't let up when he really thinks he's on to something. And he, of course, is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And now he's looking at this political office, and he's been doing it since really almost the beginning of the year. He's suspicious that it's going to just let the White House burst open, what they're doing for Democrats looking for kind of their own way in the 2014 midterm elections. Here's a little background. The president closed what they call, folks, the Office of Political Affairs in 2011, then reopened it in January, later in 2012, under its new name, the Office of Political Strategy and Overreach, saying it meets legal requirements. ISIS says no way, because it's taxpayer money and that it's being funneled into Democratic congressional candidates and the Democratic Party overall. So I'm going to say I want to see what's there too. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this could be a real Pandora's box. I mean, you're talking about, the reality is, American people, we have a right to know if our tax dollars are being spent to support congressional campaigns, for the 2014 midterms. I mean, if that is the case, that's a clear violation of federal law. So, the question is, of course, will the White House actually produce the documents in time? Because they've proven over and over again, we've seen other scandals, obviously the gun scandal with the Bureau of Tobacco and Firearms, Fast and Furious. We've seen it with the IRS, that they have dragged their feet to produce documents. So the question is, okay, they put the subpoena. I mean, what do these subpoenas really mean? We've seen the White House flaunt and other agencies of this administration flaunt these or delay things. But I think their strategy is the American people lose interest. The media, most of the media is not going to cover it. So most of the media, most people don't even know these things are going on. Went into the street and asked the average person about any of these, or most of these scandals, fast and furious. The IRS targeting against political groups. Now this whole new scandal. They probably know something about Obamacare as a scandal. Probably don't know anything about Benghazi. So you've got six scandals now. And they probably, if you're lucky, know about one of them. So the average person doesn't even know this is going on because the media won't report it. So they know the White House strategy has been over and over again, let's drag it out. The memory of American people, they got short-term attention span, and then they'll just say, well, this is just a fishing expedition by the opposite party. But, you know, so the question is, will they actually produce these documents in any kind of time frame that could be of use? Because I think they've told the White House until June 3rd, but I'm having doubts if they'll come up with it by June 3rd. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to come up with it. We're almost up against that. Hey, speaking of being up against it, we only have a couple minutes, but I want to ask you about this. Ed Snowden did an interview with Brian Williams on NBC, and some of it's already been released. And in the interview, he really dropped a bombshell. He says that he's a spy, that, in fact, he worked for the CIA. He's worked undercover for the Central Intelligence Agency and for the National Security Agency. He worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency as even a lecturer, and that they're downplaying his role, and they're calling him, labeling him a low-level analyst because they're trying to distract from all of his experience, but that's not true, that he was in fact a spy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of an interesting possibility. Is he a spy? That's so he's you know, raised this issue. But you've got to come back. I think it's a distraction. I mean, if you look at it, at the end of the day, you've got to look at the facts. You know, And there's some more facts have come out again, not really reported very well, but you know they've shown the NSA investigators now know that his tactics, including breaking in to 24 compartments using forged or stolen passwords. Well, right. So who's he a spy for? Okay, and who did he give this information to? He's given it to the Chinese. He's given it to the Russians. So yes, it's entirely possible that Snowden is a spy, but not a spy for the United States.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's trying to sort of liken himself, at least from what I saw, to kind of the geeky James Bond. And some people are describing it that way as they're trying to figure out, what does this mean now that he's saying this? And that's the reason why he was trained and he knew how to get the stuff that he could get and work undercover overseas. And let's see what the response to that is, because of course that's what's happening now. They're asking the national reporters who cover the Pentagon and cover the White House daily are asking a lot of questions about that, so we'll see. I don't know, it's kind of interesting. We'll see how the rest of this, like I said, plays out for sure. All right, believe it or not, Andrew, we are out of time. Peel back the onion. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, and thanks to all of us.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.